do that anymore. According to the court order, he's supposed to stay 50 yards away from them. So don't get him in trouble.
Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, his parole officer is going to find out about this, and we're going to have a problem.
Awesome.
I would give this to someone who's branching out, wants some adventure in their whiskey drinking.
I think that was 9 or 10 words.
Man, he's really stretching
out. He's stretching it today.
Jeez. I had 5 or 6 before and then 2 or 3 after.
You long-winded son of a... I mean, good Lord.
apparently it's the
Justin
word.
Show today.
How do we slow him down?
See, that's what happens when you meet a flat fee attorney.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't waste time. We've been paid. We just want to resolve the case.
Well, the nice thing about both of these is, and I've been saying it since they started releasing it, is Jack's rye is fantastic. Mm-hmm. we just picked a barrel for our charity.
We had the pleasure to go there and pick a barrel.
At the risk of offending them, it's amazing right out of the barrel with the Copper Thief right into your glass.
Well, most whiskey is at that point, but. We were able to go pick a barrel of barrel proof rye to benefit Honor Flight, raise some money for our veterans. But honestly, they said, here's what you can get. And when I saw the barrel proof rye, that's the one I immediately went for, because that's honestly, I think, is one of the most exciting things that they're doing right now is their rye whiskeys, because those are really coming out and they're really, they're starting to mature. They're coming out at the right ages now.
Amazing.
Yeah. So,
and I would recommend if anybody gets a chance to do a barrel pick with one of their local groups or one of their local bars or restaurants or liquor stores, that they should go and do that. They should take advantage of it and do it.
Oh, it's fun.
It's a great experience, you know.
Especially if you go to Jack, because it's a cool place. It's a cool town. And if you're lucky enough, you get to eat at Miss Mary Bobo's. You don't walk out of that place hungry.
Everybody is so nice in that town. Shout out to the people at the Squires. They were so nice.
Yeah.
And they have a few barrels over there.
One or two. Well, we're going to be rating the Jack Daniel's Distillery Straight Rye and High Toast Barrels. 3 sips.
Interesting.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we are tasting some Jack Daniel's releases here. So we're going to have Brent tell us about our next one.
Thanks, Bob. This next one is a Jack Daniel's Distillery Series straight Tennessee whiskey finished with toasted pecan wood chips. It's 60% ABV or 120 proof. Jack Daniel's Distillery Series selection number 10 is a straight Tennessee whiskey barreled in charred white oak and finished with toasted pecan wood chips to add depth and character, selected by longtime Jack Daniel's employee, Randy the Goose Baxter.
So, talk to me, Goose. Talk to me, Goose.
Goose, yeah, I know. I think he may have stole that, the Goose term, but that makes him pretty popular there.
Oh, I know. When I was a kid, I knew a guy named Goose, so I knew a Goose before... Top Gun Goose. So yeah, I think Goose is around. Yeah,
Goose has been in public domain.
He can take it.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off by saying of these series that they have here, this was my least favorite. This one, I get an initial woo, you know, that Ric Flair.
Well, number one, this is Tennessee whiskey is supposed to rye, so this is a different whiskey, but yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, cool. You know, so I mean, I got the cherry, the vanilla, I got a strong wood tannins, and I think that's what kind of turned me off about it. If you like wood, I think this one's for you, but for me, the wood tannins were a little bit overpowering. A lot of pepper, a lot of clove. You know, for that tingling mouthfeel and stuff, but
yeah,
with the wood and the pepper, it just didn't kind of click for me. It wasn't cohesive enough to really kind of bring me around to say, yeah, this is great. I want to go out and get another one. This, you know, the other two, very impressed with them.
Yeah.
This one here, it's hard to explain that, even though what I sound like is like, oh, I love wood tannins and I love the pepper and I love cherry and vanilla, but it just doesn't click for me.
I get where you're coming from. I think if they would have done, you know, like internal staves, you know, like like Maker's 46 or something,
right,
I think it would have been different. I think maybe the chips gave it too much surface area and did too much extraction on the pecan wood. I can kind of see where they were trying to go with it, but I'm with you. This one's, it's a little over finished for me. You know, I got it straight out of the bottle. Yeah, definitely not one that I was really excited about, but once I add a little water, then you actually started getting some different flavors out of it. So if, you know, taking it down a couple of proof, first off, it's 120 proof. I think if they would have bottled this at 101, like the last two that we did,
other ones, yeah,
I think it would have suited it much better. But I think they also left the, I think they let it finish just a little bit long. I mean, for me, but it, you know, it depends. Some people really, really want, you know, the higher wood extract in it. So
yeah, if you're like a wood guy and you want that, you want those wood, this is for you.
That was my name when I did those films in the 70s, but we don't talk about that because I needed the money. It's don't judge me.
I thought you were the fluffer.
No, I was known as wood guy. Yeah.
Mr. Woods.
Yeah. What do you think, Justin?
So on the nose, I got, if they made Lucky Charms milk a whiskey, I kind of got that. A little bit of the, speaking of the 70s, a grasshopper kind of nose on it. I got cream soda, creme de menthe, marshmallows. On the palate, I got some serious wood on it. And a little bit of caramel.
You're talking about the whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Just want to clarify.
This it's a time family I'm talking show. About the whiskey.
Yeah, family show.
Right.
NPR, buddy.
Right. Caramel on the back palate. But it fades to finish fast.
Mm-hmm.
It finished from the middle of my palate to the front, which was kind of a cool move. But that was initially when I had it. Now it just sticks to back palate fade fast. But I thought it was fine. I mean, I'm never going to complain about 120 proof whiskey. No, so thank you, Jack.
It was definitely, it was an interesting experiment. And honestly, anything different, anything weird.
Keep them coming.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not enough to be a geek whiskey though.
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't go that far.
No.
But make them, we'll talk about them.
People ask me all the time, they say, what's your favorite whiskey? And I go, man, it changes from minute to minute. I said, but honestly, the weird ones, the odd ones, the one-offs, the different finishes, the experiments. I learn more from that sort of stuff than I ever do from, like, you know, I can sit there and drink, you know, like 21-year-old Macallan all day long. I can sit there and drink George C. Stagg all day long. It just tastes great, you know, but you don't learn anything more. When you try the different ones like this, it's when you actually start learning stuff.
Yeah. I think I'm a masochist because my favorite whiskey is discontinued whiskey. If you look on my shelf, the ones I like to grab are the ones I can't get anymore. Sounds like a personal problem. But.
Yeah, I think it's more of a personal problem.
Yeah, I think it's personal.
Alan, what do you think about this one?
I kind of liked it. There's things I liked about it. There's things that I thought could have been different. A dry whiskey, a nice finish to it. I did get some flavors of hazelnuts and cashews. The nose was nice, creamy, you know, lovely. I wouldn't say it didn't deliver. It did deliver, but it didn't go as great for my taste profile as some of the others.
I think you, right. everybody has their own taste profile, and this is made for some people, but I don't know if it's made for the masses.
Yeah.
Again, that's the way I think that's the way I want to put it.
If they'd have went with pecan wood staves as opposed to chips and not got so much extraction, I think this would have been a very different whiskey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this could have been a very good, when I say ladies whiskey, I'm not meaning just for ladies, for anybody, but, you know, on the lighter side, I think this could be very nice whiskey.
Yep. Well, we're going to be rating the Jack Daniel's Series Straight Tennessee Whiskey Finish with Toasted Pecan Wood Chips. Two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So let's go to our next whiskey. We're going to have Alan tell us about that one.
Which one do you think he's going to tell us about?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to talk about number six. And number six was it the Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Single Malt Whiskey?
That's
he's
it.
He's on the one. He's
see
right on
that?
The one.
See yep. that? Okay.
It's on the money.
So this whiskey, it's a single malt, meaning that's 100% malted barley, just what they do in Scotland when they make single malt Scotch whiskey. So to me, this is a really great experiment. I have a tremendous love for single malt Scotch whiskey, and I have a tremendous idea that we in America can do something with single malt, 100% barley whiskey. We haven't been doing this for a long time in this country, and I think this is a great opportunity to start building something new, something different that may or may not develop into a really saleable product. Having said that, the Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled American Single Malt Whiskey at 105.7 proof is a very, very, very nice example. For the first time in history, the Jack Daniel's distillery is introducing 100% malted barley grain bill with the new Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release American Single Malt finished in Oloroso Sherry Casks.
There you go.
There's a lot of stuff going on here, boys and girls. This release begins with 100% malted barley that is ground, fermented, and distilled in Lynchburg, Tennessee. The whiskey passes through Jack's traditional charcoal mellowing process and then matures in new charred American oak barrels for at least 4 years. It is then finished for an additional two-year period in the finest quality Spanish Oloroso sherry casks from the Antonino Perez Lobato Cooperage before being bottled at cask proof between 106 and 107 proof. Well, I can tell you, the color of this whiskey is just gorgeous. It's got a reddish tint to a already deep brown mahogany. I would call this a Bombay mahogany color. It looks very, very, very appealing. And as I take the first nose, and, you know, everybody out there that knows me knows that I'm sort of like slanted towards single malt Scotch whiskey. But as I take a nose of this, the sherry comes in so beautifully and so soothing. It really makes your mouth water. On the palate, it's a big, big flavor in the mouth. It's creamy. It's woody. It's got some sugars to it, which I think is really from the sherry cask. But it is so well balanced that I am really pleased with this whiskey.
What do you think, Brent?
I must have been drinking a different whiskey. No, for me, when I first had this, it was like sniffing a cloud. I didn't really get a lot out of it. I had to add water to it, and then I got a little bit of like a cream of wheat, or, you know, like a breakfast cereal kind of thing, a hot cereal kind of nose to it. And then on the palate, you know, we always talk about, you know, the cask, you know, just overpower it. Does it take over it or not? I don't know that they needed the cask for this. I don't know that it did enough to make a difference that it comes through. I mean, you add a little bit of water and you get that sherry, that Oloroso cask finish come through, but I don't know. I just didn't get it. I just didn't think it needed it for me. I kind of missed it a little bit.
Well, just, I got it on the nose. I didn't get so much of the sherry on the palate, but I definitely got it on the nose, especially in the deep back in the nose. But again, breakfast cereal, cream of wheat, malty note on the front, light sherry on the nose, with a little bit of water. It really opened the palate up on this. Definitely add water to this one. It was rich and full. I got the maltiness. I got the creaminess. I got the sherry eventually on the exhale after it got some air and some water. But really, really interesting. And I'm very excited what's going on with American single malt. So what do you think, Justin?
So when I was a kid, my mom used to burn these kerosene lamps that had like this distinctive smell. So I got that smell, which I like that smell. I got candle wax. I got sherry vanilla. After water, I kind of got that umami that really good ramen has.
Your mommy or his mommy?
You mommy.
Oh, my mommy.
Yeah. Your mommy. Great malt, cream soda. The finish was soft and long. I had this at the cigar thing, and with a bunch of cigars, it really tastes different.
All right.
What do you think?
Well, we're going to be rating the Jack Daniel's twice-barreled American single malt whiskey a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Justin tell us quickly, because we're running out of time. We still got two whiskeys, about the one from Redline.
Redline Elements Batch 1, 50.5 proof. Nope. Alcohol by volume, 101 proof. Mash bill 75% corn, 21% rye, 4% malted barley. Founded by Taylor Morley and his family, Redline Whiskey is named after the visible red line in a barrel stave just below char level where the wood sugars have caramelized. Their Elements release is a blend of five-year-old bourbon sourced from MGP that have been finished in Amburana barrels. Amburana is a type of Brazilian hardwood. On the nose, I got huge brown sugar, caramel, grapefruit, mandarin, orange. And I really love the nose on this one. On the palate, it was sweet. I got root beer. The finish, there wasn't much of a finish. What'd you think, Alan?
I'm still thinking about the hardwood.
As well you should, Alan, as well you should.
I can only think about it these days.
All I can say is that those Amburana barrels, it gives a cinnamon flavor to it, the whole
it's
thing.
It's like eating a giant cinnamon bun.
Cinnamon bun, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think this is what it does to it, you know. Yeah. So,
but it's not cinnamon like cinnamon whiskey, like a Fireball-y kind of thing where it's sticky, sweet,
right.
And gross.
No, it's
yeah. Clean.
It's, yeah. Right, it's the bakery, clean. The bakery yeah. Cinnamon. That you get, you know, so.
Yeah, it's definitely a very, very cool finish. I think they're onto something with using these barrels, and, you know, we'll definitely see what comes out, you know, with future releases on this one.
Yeah, I was very impressed with this whiskey. Very impressed.
Well, we're going to rate the Redline Elements well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
That brings us to our last one, which is the Redline Cask Strength, barrel number 142, 158.5% ABV, 6 years old, mash bill is 75 corn, 21 rye, and 4% malted barley. It's got a classic bourbon nose on it, sweet. I'm getting oak, brown sugar, a little bit of spiciness on the palate. I'm getting sort of a vanilla custardy on the center of the palate. What'd you get, Brent?
Yeah, I got like a Dr. Pepper vanilla cream soda, yeah, kind of
definitely
flavor.
Definitely Dr. Pepper.
You know, yeah. with that clove and pepper spice combined to it, you know, to give you that little tingling sensation that coats your mouth. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
That
Justin?
Dr. Pepper thing came
yeah.
out.
Yeah, Justin?
So Brent covered the palate on the nose. I got like a good corn whiskey hit, barley, and some rice pudding action, and it was a nice long finish. Needs water, though.
Yeah, what'd you think, Alan?
I thought it was pleasant. I thought it was lively. I thought it was a lovely, lovely whiskey to experiment with.
Yeah, I think, I mean, these are new players in the business, and these two, I think, right out of the gate are pretty damn good. So we're going to be rating the Redline Cask Strength Barrel 142. Well-deserved three sips. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you for having me in the basement. I enjoy it.
Well, that's where we usually keep you, is in the basement.
Well, I know, but sometimes I see sunlight.
Yeah, on occasion. And thank you, Alan.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, for Sip, Studs, and Smokes, this is Madman Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And
we didn't have bad whiskey today.
Yeah, we didn't have any bad whiskey today.
No, they were all pretty good. I mean, when you have a lineup like this, it's hard to go wrong, right?
I'm actually going back to that first one from Redline, the Amberana. That cinnamon bun is kind of... Dude, it is like going... It's like standing in line at the Cinnabon factory, and then, you know, they hand you the big thing. It's just not quite as sweet, so it's really cool.
It's like you're there in the mall.
Yeah, some very interesting stuff they're doing with this wood, so good luck to them. Not too shabby.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap...
Tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM radio. It's Burnaby.